This is John Batchelor speaking to colleague Alejandro Pena Esclusa from Venezuela about the election pending in Honduras, a small state in Central America. Apparently, it was widely known that Caracas, that is Maduro, under attack by all manner of voices, including the United States Navy, has decided he's going to steal the election in Honduras. Alejandro explains, it's not a light risk, not at all, not the way the Latin American dictators work. The ballot is vulnerable. Here's Alejandro to explain how everybody informed everybody, no, including my good colleague Mary Anastasia O'Grady at the Wall Street Journal. She's written it up in her most recent column. You can enjoy it. Much more of this tonight.
Yeah, John, it is well known. Maduro has sent some agents to perpetrate a fraud over there because there are three main candidates. Tito Asfura from the National Party, Salvador Nasralla from Liberal Party, and Rizzi Moncada from the Partido Libre, belonging to the Sao Paulo Forum. And as you said, she is a substitute of Xiomara Castro, the actual president of Honduras. She is last in polls, Rizzi Moncada. And the other two, they're pretty much, there's a technical tie between the two of them. But surely, surely, the communist candidate will not win. So the only alternative they have is to commit fraud. Everybody's aware of it. It's in all media. Even if this has been denounced by Maria Elvira Salazar, American congressman. It's been written by Maria Anastasia O'Grady in the Wall Street Journal.